You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, please, please make it end. The constant drumbeat of talk about Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, meeting with the deputy attorney general or whoever she met with, trying to make a deal. She knows stuff that she won't reveal. I don't know what happens next. I do know that some documents are about to get released to Congress. And we've got our friend Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio on the phone this morning. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Will James Comer get his hands on anything of substance come Friday?
Well, I think we'll have to wait and see what comes out. You know, this is a pretty substantial amount of grand jury testimony. It's only the first tranche of it. So we're going to probably see some more in the near future after that. But this technically was actually late. The initial deadline was supposed to be yesterday. The Department of Justice did not get those documents released in time, but Comer did come out that same day and say that, you know, we're going to be getting these documents on Friday. So it's only the first round. And you know, one of the things he pointed out is the reason this takes so long is because they are actually going through and striking any names, addresses, sensitive information, or information related to sexual assault on children, and making sure that information is redacted. And we're talking about thousands upon thousands of pages, likely.
Yeah, but wait a minute. It's the sensitive information we want.
I think,
in terms of names, right?
Victims.
Yeah, in terms of not the victims, but the perpetrators.
Right.
Well, the perpetrators' names wouldn't be getting striked.
Okay.
That's my understanding, is that they would still be in there. It's just names of victims, their addresses, anything that could reveal information about them in terms of, like, you know, where they are right now and all that. So that's what they're looking at getting redacted.
Well, the reason I'm confused, Ryan, and maybe you can help people with this, I've covered this story now for ages. I thought a federal judge in Florida ruled that they would not release grand jury testimony, and yet the Congress is about to get some grand jury testimony?
Well, Congress does have significant subpoena power. Let's keep that in mind, especially the Oversight Committee. And it seems like they probably have a little bit more of a cooperative DOJ as opposed to, you know, when President Biden was in office and, you know, they were trying to get information on Hunter Biden. So they do have subpoena power. There are certain powers that they are granted. I mean, if the DOJ wanted to push back on this and combat the Oversight Committee, they could probably go back to court and have a legal battle there. But it doesn't look like that's the case this time.
Well, the former Attorney General Bill Barr testified on this week, didn't he? Was it assumed behind closed doors?
Yes, correct. And they I believe they could be releasing the transcription at some point. But
yeah.
It didn't seem like there were any major smoking guns. From what Comer says, is that Barr was cooperative. He pretty much led them to believe that he never had any conversations with President Trump about any list or had any conversation with him that would incriminate President Trump. So it seems like it was a pretty positive meeting for President Trump in terms of what Bill Barr spoke about and what he said about Jeffrey Epstein or anything related to that case.
Right. Got Ryan Schmelz with us from Fox News Radio. Hey, let's talk about the Navy Yard for a minute where you live down there in Washington.
Yeah.
Are you seeing any armed guards walking the streets down there?
I mean, you're seeing some cops with a little bit more gear than usual. Actually, where the kids were notorious for walking by and kind of hanging out, this park that's about a 5-minute walk from me, there's a pretty big station of National Guardsmen out there. So you got like the Humvees and some of the other military vehicles out there. And then there's, of course, a big presence at Union Station as well. But, you know, we had a Nats game, I believe, last weekend, and it didn't seem like there were any troubles. And it seems like, you know, things are kind of moving in the right direction. But, of course, you know, there's still the big political disagreement going on in town, which is that Republican staffers love the National Guard presence and the Democrat staffers do not like it here.
Unbelievable. Ryan, listen, be safe, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good, Mark. Thank you so much.
Yep. See you later. Ryan Schmelz there, Fox News Radio reporter in Washington, D.C., covering the Capitol and what's going on up there. I don't know. So, Dan, what happens? So 30 days are up, and Trump loses his ability to do this, and the troops all go away, and it all goes back to the way it was, and then the crime starts up. What will the Democrats say then?
Well, his authority to extend beyond 30. But the city can invite and request a longer stay. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on this mayor to say, stick around. We'd like it to extend another 30, another 60 days. So I think that's going to happen.
Just because carjackings are down 90%? I mean, come on. Why would you want to do that?
Just because everything is down. Everything's safer. It's remarkable.
All right. We're going to get to Buck Don't Give a Bleep coming up in just a minute.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.